Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. Congrats, you've made it to the middle of the week. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with what's happening here at WVIA News and beyond. Today, this week's heat wave could not stop a group of teens in Berwick from feeding their neighbors. And the field of Republican candidates for governor is taking shape ahead of next year's election. It's Wednesday, June 25th. Let's get you up to date. First, some local business news. A beverage production operation plans to reopen a plant in Luzerne County. Governor Josh Shapiro's office says the new company will add $30 million to the local economy. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more on the future of the plant in Pittston Township.
Pittston Co-Packers Corp. will take over the lease and equipment from Juriki Beverages. Juriki closed on December 31st and left 226 employees without a job. The state says those employees will have the opportunity to work for the new company. Local leaders are excited for the development. Here's Kyle Rositsky from Pittston Township.
It's great for the township and great for the workers across the Commonwealth as well as in Luzerne County.
The new operation on Research Drive received state funding. Pittston Co-Packers Corporation will hire over 200 employees over 3 years. It will produce beverages for top U.S. brand contracts that were held by Juriki, which included Coca-Cola. Here's John Lombardo, chair of Luzerne County Council.
This to me just kind of proves something that I have been preaching all along in my position on council, that people do want to come here. People do want to open businesses here, and they do want to invest in Luzerne County.
Reporting from Pittston, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat, for that story. Now, we are still in a heat advisory for most of the region today. But the heat wave couldn't stop a group of teens in Berwick. They're feeding their community and building leadership skills during a summer food drive. WVIA's Isabella Weiss visited their booth at West Berwick Elementary.
How many families you guys got?
Just one.
Just one? Okay, let's put you up here.
Under the blazing sun of a 95-degree heat wave, teens hand out produce, turkey, and milk to families. It's run by For the Cause, a nonprofit dedicated to youth leadership in Columbia and Luzerne counties. And the drive's organized by teens from 7th through 12th grade. This is Evan Polanco's second time working the drive, and he says there's no place he'd rather spend his summer.
I walk here 30 minutes every day and 30 minutes back, and honestly, it's very much worth it. I genuinely rather spend 30 minutes coming and going rather than just sitting home, relaxing, doing all my usual stuff.
He's got big dreams at 15, not to just help one family, but to change this entire community.
I would genuinely love to speak about certain things like this, like how we could give back more to our community.
And Katie Callady says it's more important than ever to speak out on food insecurity. She says For the Cause taught her to take action.
I really grew as a person and I became a leader of my own.
Funding cuts to food banks and rising grocery prices stretch organizations like For the Cause thin, especially as it relies so heavily on teen leadership. And Callady says families started lining up for aid at around 10 a.m. The food drive starts at noon.
We pulled it off, but it was a struggle, stress, definitely not something we were planning for, but we overcame it.
For the Cause's food drive runs every Monday, except for June 30th, from noon to 1 p.m. From West Berwick Elementary, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella, for that story. Now for more info on For the Cause's food drive and its teen centers, look for this story at WVIA.org. More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. All right, let's check in on the state budget. A years-long debate over how much to tax so-called skill games in Pennsylvania has escalated less than a week before the state budget is due. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
Capital insiders say talks have broken down over how to tax Pace-O-Matic, the company that owns Pennsylvania Skill brand terminals. Governor Josh Shapiro has said the games should be taxed like casino slot machines at 52% to help fund transit and schools. Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman supports a 35% tax, but Pace-O-Matic says that's too high. According to a report from Spotlight PA, the company's lobbyist dropped it as a client amid alleged pressure from Republican leaders. Legislators deny that, but company spokesperson Mike Barley said Tuesday,
"There's been pressure applied to folks and threats that have been made, and that's unfortunate. It's not the way this building's supposed to work. Regardless of that pressure, I hope the public sees it for what it is, and really the benefits that skill games have."
Barley says skill games should be regulated at 16% because higher taxes would hurt businesses that rely on revenue from them. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. Now, since we're talking about state politics, here's another one. Next year's Pennsylvania gubernatorial race is already on the political horizon. So far, the Republican field is shaping up with three prominent figures expressing interest. For WVIA, Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reports on the impact President Trump could have on the race.
Among the potential GOP contenders are State Treasurer Stacey Garrity, U.S. Representative Dan Muser, and State Senator Doug Mastriano. Each is making a clear bid for an endorsement from Donald Trump by supporting the president's legislative priorities, including the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, which includes tax breaks along with funding for Trump's mass deportation plans. The measure would also increase restrictions on Medicaid and SNAP eligibility. Veteran political consultant Christopher Nicholas says an endorsement can help, but only so much.
The Trump endorsement is something that highlights the real dichotomy of Pennsylvania politics, is that things that can really help you in your party primary, regardless of what party you're in, may not translate to help in the general election.
Trump has said he would endorse Muser if the congressman were to run, but Nicholas and other strategists say Garrity is currently the most popular Republican in the state.
That was Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reporting. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone, and try to stay cool. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.